The Sitka Mountain Rescue Squad has had four missions in the last 5 days. The most recent was recovery of the victims from a plane crash on Sunday night. And as KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports, it's a big week for missing aircraft in other parts of the state as well.
The two men killed in a plane crash Sunday evening on Baranoff Island have been identified as pilot Harold Joseph Gaines, age 83, of Marietta, Georgia. His passenger was Cy Mymudes, age 73, of Decatur, Georgia. Megan Peters, spokesperson for the Department of Public Safety, says it was an all-day effort to recover the two men from the crash site on a hillside in Peril Straits, 20 miles north of Sitka.
It was 550 feet above sea level. The Coast Guard flew a helicopter with a few members of the Sitka Mountain Rescue Team and lowered them in by a cable harness. The rescue members then cleared an area to make it easier for the rest of the people to be lowered into the area. A total of 7 mountain rescue people and Sergeant Dobson with the Alaska State Troopers went out to do the recovery effort.
The two men died from injuries sustained in the crash. Peter says while the cause of the accident is still under investigation, preliminary reports point to a possible fuel shortage. Dispatch reports confirm that emergency personnel in Sitka knew the plane was low on fuel, and emergency vehicles, including ambulances, were standing by at the Sitka airport when the plane lost radio contact with the FAA. Peter says searches are still underway for 2 other planes, one on the Kenai Peninsula and a small aircraft near Juneau with 2 experienced pilots on board. That plane has been missing since Saturday when it failed to return from Young Lake.
At this time, there's been no sign of the men or the aircraft. And so we know a general area that they were in when they went missing, but still it's a large area and it's a heavily wooded area. It makes it very difficult to go in and easily spot an aircraft or a person from the air. And so we are putting in the ground searchers to see if we'll get lucky and stumble upon them.
Peter says weather has hampered search efforts, but it is a full-scale operation. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Civil Air Patrol, the Alaska Army National Guard, and Juneau Mountain Rescue have all been assisting in the search, although they were grounded Tuesday morning due to fog. Peter says there are also numerous volunteers standing by as backup.
It's one of the things that it makes Alaska really a small community is when it comes to people missing, so many organizations and so many volunteer groups come together and do what needs to be done to bring people home.
The only information about a missing aircraft on the Kenai Peninsula was from a cell call Saturday night, but Peter says details provided by the caller were sketchy, and she says there is no way to trace the call or even define a search area in which to begin a rescue effort.
In this case, the caller said that he was at the Lost Lake area. There's more than one Lost Lake on the Kenai Peninsula. And if he is disoriented and in shock, I mean, he could just be thinking of the trip he took a couple days ago instead of the trip he took that one day. And so we have no real search area except for the entire Kenai Peninsula.
If anyone has information of overdue aircraft on the Kenai Peninsula, they are urged to contact troopers in Soldotna. Peter says this is sometimes the only way to narrow a search, which is why trip plans are so essential. She says even the smallest details, like what color a plane is, can make all the difference in finding a missing aircraft. But she also stresses this is a wake-up call and a reminder that when people are going out in rugged terrain, on boats or on planes, to remember the basics.
Do I have my life jackets in my boat? Do I have a first aid kit in my airplane? Does my ELT have batteries? Does my GPS have batteries? Do I have spare batteries for my GPS? Do I have something that I can communicate to people with? Hopefully, you'll never have to use them. But if you're in that situation where you do need help, it's best that you have all the tools possible to keep yourself safe and to let people know where you are.
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.